Hello. Today was an okay day. Got a little warm outside, but not like incredibly warm, like 100 and some degrees, which was good. Got up early last night. I kept waking up and thinking, oh man, it's gotta be like 6 o'clock and time to get going because it was so late out. And then I looked at my watch, it was like 11 or 3 or whatever. And I was like, man, what's going on? And then I had to use the bathroom. It's only one of the very few times that I've ever gotten up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. And I got out of the tent and it was full moon. I was like, oh, that's why it's so light outside. So it kept fooling me all night. But we got up at 6. We got going pretty early. 6:45. We were leaving and walking, which is good. Excuse me. We walked. But just 23 and a half miles today, which is pretty good. We thought we were going to have to go up just over 24, because there's a long stretch. It was like, we could stop when we get to 19 and a half, or we could do either 23 and a half or 24. We weren't sure. The guidebook says there's no place to camp at 23 and a half by this creek. We needed water, and the Yogi book said that there's no water, that the creek was dry. And so both of them were wrong. There's water, plenty of water for us to filter, and a nice spot for us to camp. So we just stayed here instead of continuing on up to Sheep Lake. Now, we heard there's a lot of hunters up at Sheep Lake. Not that that's a big deal, but I don't know. I like camping without a lot of people rather than with a lot of people, especially if they might be up late, you know, doing whatever, making a racket. So, I was excited that there's a camp spot here. And that would have been 24 miles. I don't know. For whatever reason, 24 miles kind of stresses me out. 23, I think we could do pretty easy. I don't know, I'm actually hoping to do 23 tomorrow, but we'll see. 22 will be fine, because we're just walking into town, so it doesn't really matter. As long as we get close, so we get there in the morning and we can continue on to Snoqualmie. But yeah, it was pretty good. We saw the guy that was like singing and stuff yesterday, and you know, he's like, hey, you're like the robots or whatever. We're just like, yeah, how do you know us? Because I didn't recognize him, and I was just like, I don't think we've ever seen him before. I don't think we've ever talked to this person before. And so he was just, I don't know, we kept seeing him and he talked to us and stuff, and just like, man, it's so beautiful, blah blah blah. And I was just like, yeah, he's kind of cool, whatever. And then when we got to our campsite, he was eating dinner, and we talked to him for a little bit, and we realized that he was one of the three amigos, which is crazy because we haven't seen the three amigos since, like, Big Bear, I think, was the last time we saw them. And we finally figured out, like, we met each other before and stuff. He's like, I thought you guys looked familiar. And I was just like, dude, that's totally, it's totally awesome. So it was Victor from the three amigos. The twin brothers are up ahead. And yeah, it was just interesting. Saw a bunch of hunters today. Saw a couple people just doing this section. There's some southbounders apparently going by. We didn't stop and really talk to them, but there's apparently owls here. You can hear them hooting. I'm trying to think of what else did. Earlier you'd hear cows or something. Tomorrow, apparently, we should be able to see lots of goats or mountain goats. We're going through Goat Rocks, so I would imagine that we will be able to, but it's also going to be like a bunch of uphill. But then we go down to White Pass, which should be pretty nice. And then the rest of Washington isn't. It's like the what we just came through, because it was actually not too bad. So, I don't know, we'll see. Less than 400 miles to go now, which is pretty awesome. So, let's just round up to 20 days of walking, because it's like 395 or something like that. So, there's 390, I guess. We'll say 20 more days of walking, which is pretty amazing. kind of counting down. But yeah, it's pretty good. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Less than 3 weeks. Just under 3 weeks. What is today? Then we have a day that we're spending in the Dismores, probably, and have some time getting in and out of town to get resupplies and stuff, but I don't know. Hopefully it'll be, and hopefully this weather holds up. It's pretty nice. It's been pretty awesome. It's supposed to, we're told it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so we'll see if it does. You know, it could, whatever. But we were talking to Victor, we were telling him how we got snowed on, we got rained on a ton and everything. He's like, you guys already got rained on and everything? We're just like, yeah, whatever, just keep walking. I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, stop, take time off because it's raining. But I don't know. I guess if it's been a couple days of raining straight and everything is wet, then we would probably have to take some time off to dry out. But other than that, it's just like keep on going, especially if it's not that cold out. But I don't know, it's a little colder here where we're camped, which is nice. So can't think of anything else exciting that happened today. It was just kind of a blah day. Lots of climbing, some downhill, went past lots of ponds. And yeah, that's about it. I don't think we saw anything else exciting. Although you can see Mount Adams from here. It looks a lot farther away than it did yesterday, which is kind of crazy to think about. So, but anyways, I think that's about it. So, till tomorrow.